This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Police in Hong Kong have fired tear gas as rallies continued Sunday night in downtown Hong Kong for a second night. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A sea of black-shirted protesters, some with bright yellow helmets and masks, but many with just backpacks, have marched down a major street in central Hong Kong in the latest rally in what has become a summer of protest there. The march followed a shorter rally at a park in the financial district against the police use of tear gas, rubber bullets and other force to break up a protest the previous Sunday. On Saturday past, clashes between protesters and police led to 11 arrests and left at least two dozen injured in an outlying district towards the border with mainland China. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Police deployed tear gas several times to prevent protesters from reaching the Beijing liaison office, a place that was defaced during demonstrations a week earlier. The central government's Hong Kong and Macau affairs office is expected to hold a press conference sometime Monday to share Beijing's views about the political turmoil. A top White House aide is defending President Trump's disparaging tweets about an influential black congressman and his Baltimore district. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
President Trump's tweets attacking Congressman Elijah Cummings, calling his Baltimore district dangerous and rat-infested, drew swift condemnation from Democrats. Congressman Jerry Nadler telling ABC's This Week the president was
disgusting and racist.
And his tweets,
they are designed to distract attention from the very serious allegations about his conduct.
Trump's acting chief of staff Mick Mulvaney denies the comments were racist, but says they do have another purpose, to fight back against Cummings' criticism of the administration's border policy. Still, Republican Congressman Will Hurd says,
I wouldn't be doing those. Right? I wouldn't be tweeting this way.
Hurd also appeared on ABC's This Week. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump's Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, is stepping down in the coming days, according to a tweet from President Trump. Coats has clashed with the president over Russia, Iran, and North Korea. President Trump has tweeted his intention to nominate a Trump loyalist, Republican U.S. Representative John Ratcliffe, to replace Coats in the job. The woman slated to replace Puerto Rico's governor after he steps down next week, Wanda Vazquez, on Sunday said she did not want the job. By law, Puerto Rico's Secretary of State would have replaced Rosello, Ricardo Rosello, the governor, but he was involved in the chat scandal that brought down Governor Rosello, and that person resigned earlier this month. Vazquez, the Justice Secretary, wrote on Twitter that she hopes the governor identifies and submits a suitable candidate for the position of Secretary of State before August 2nd. Governor Rosello said on Wednesday he would step down on August 2nd after nearly 2 weeks of massive protests triggered by an obscenity-laced chat leaked to the public in which Rosello and close advisors insulted people of color, women, and victims of Hurricane Maria. Police in Moscow detained more than 1,300 people in a day of protest against alleged irregularities in the run-up to local elections. Officers clad in riot gear used batons against demonstrators who had gathered outside Moscow City Hall Saturday. The crackdown continued after the protesters moved to other locations in the Russian capital. The United States, European Union, and human rights groups denounced what they called disproportionate and indiscriminate use of force against the demonstrators. Meanwhile, a spokeswoman for Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny, who is serving a 30-day jail term, says he has been hospitalized after suffering what she called a severe allergic reaction. And U.S. and Israeli officials say tests in Alaska of a jointly developed missile defense system have been successful. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Sunday the Arrow 3 Shield tests give his country the ability to act against ballistic missiles fired from Iran and from any other location. He called it a great achievement for Israeli security, adding, all of our enemies should know that we will overcome them both defensively and offensively. The U.S. Missile Defense Agency called the Arrow 3's interception abilities a major milestone. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.
It's VOA.